Grace be unto you and peace from our God, our Father, from the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us quieten down in the beginning of these services for thanks and prayer. Holy and righteous, dear Heavenly Father, today, in this morning moment, we thank you of this past night in which we have been able to rest and gather strength for a new service day. We thank you that we have been able to be together here in the fields of Liaka, Thursday and Fridays, hearing thy word. We have been able to refreshen under thy word. This morning, as we begin the services for this day, we pray that you would still bless our services. You would be opening thy word. You would be calling those who have not this grace, your friends, into your kingdom. Dear Heavenly Father, you know how empty and lacking your servant come to this place. Fill their mouths with goodness. Give those words of grace and break those pieces of word so small, so that even the poorest child can get something, some refreshment for his own soul. This we pray in the name of thy dear Son, and we pray with the words that prayer that your Son taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. For my service this morning, I would like to read from Book of Isaiah, chapter 55, from 6 to 11, and the words are in Jesus' name. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and makes it bring forth the bud, that it may bring seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth out forth of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I have sent it. In Jesus' name, amen. In this portion text that we heard, in the first words, Isaiah writes in this way, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found." This text came to my mind when I was called to this service turn, speaking turn. I think this. When the children of God here in Tornio have applied for the services here, they have wanted to arrange the services. They want to serve other children of God. They have also wanted to that they and us all, we can all be under God's word, being refreshed. And for them and all of us, children of God, we have this hope that at these services, this call of the gospel, would be pointed to that friend who lacks the grace, would receive the grace of repentance. Here, where Isaiah writes, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, call ye upon him while he is near." For those children of God of that day, and above all, for the unbelieving people of that time, this invitation was sent out. And this same invitation, same call, is out today and suitable and very important. In our doctrine of Christ, it is said, God and our Savior, knowing the Lord Jesus Christ and becoming a child of God, are the most important things. For that reason, dear friend, you who feel that you are not traveling with this flock of God's children, with these who arrange these services, the kingdom of God has come unto you. Repent and believe the gospel. In starting his teachings, Jesus always started in this way. He always said to repent and believe the gospel. To repent, for the kingdom of God has approached you. This heavenly kingdom is approaching you, dear friend. repent and believe the gospel. And Jesus, on the Sermon of the Mount, reminded the people of that day, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. All will be added unto you." And he continues, "Ask, and thou shalt be given. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it will be opened unto you." And for us, in this familiar prayer, "Our Fathers, let thy kingdom come." And this kingdom of God is now here, approaching you, dear friend, here in the fields of Liaka, and there, around your media sources, wherever you may be, or wherever God's kingdom is approaching you, and we encourage you unto repentance. The writer of Hebrews says, when we say, "Today, when you hear his voice, harden not your heart." This is important to remember, dear friends, who are listening to these services. God gives a time of visitation for all people. And then he specifically calls you into his kingdom. And for that reason, it is worthwhile to ask and pray from the Heavenly Father that he would open his own heart to believe, as here in this text it is written, "Ask or pray, for he is here." Here Isaiah recommends or encourages us to pray, as we already have heard how our travel friends have prayed for the prayers of their own and have prayed for other people so that God would awaken their feelings and conscience and to open their hearts to believe the gospel. The text here continues, "Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." We all are born here as believers, regardless of color or race. But some people lose this childhood faith when this gospel lightened by the Holy Spirit is not available. and they lose this childhood faith. Here Isaiah encourages to return to the Lord. Many people, when they lose their childhood faith, they fall onto evil ways, as it was here mentioned. For the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord. There is no such great sinner who this grace gospel would belong to. God sacrificed his only Son, Jesus, on the behalf of all our sins. And the Lord Jesus, with his death on the cross, atoned all our sins. Can there be a greater love that he would give his own life for others? And the Lord Jesus came here upon the earth, came to fulfill the will of the Heavenly Father and to atone for our sins, to atone for the fall of Adam and Eve, and for them the Heavenly Father promised, one day he shall come, that who will crush the head of the serpent. And Lord Jesus, fulfilled the will of the Heavenly Father down to the final line. Only the Lord Jesus has traveled an innocent path, blameless path. And in this way, he was the only one who was able to fulfill God's will and his blameless ways. Through this way, we are heaven acceptable. Here in the small gospel, John writes, for God has so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes upon him shall not perish, but have eternal life. So has the Heavenly Father so loved us sinful people, and he still loves the sinful person. Even this morning moment, brothers and sisters, in the morning hour, you can believe your sins and temptations forgiven in Jesus' name and atonement blood. And this text continues, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. God has shared his great wisdom to people. This wisdom has been used and benefited at and in the organization of these services. And we have rejoiced of this arrangements. there is something new has been developed, and we have been able to benefit from the skills God has given. But in this time, the gifts given by God, the wisdom has been used improperly. Laws are made that are contrary to the Word of God. Even this wisdom that God has given us our share, we can use it in an improper or wrong way. It comes to my mind how today we want to this word that has, this Holy Bible that has been written before, we want to change the meaning so it would be suitable for today. We as God's children, through faith we understand this word, this holy word written long ago. It is the same today as it was yesterday, and it is the same forever. We do not have any right to this previously written word of God. We have no right to change it. Here John writes in the book of Revelations, that all those who have read this Bible, that if anyone shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life. And of such a serious matter is here at hand. Therefore, dear listeners today, let us hold on to this word previously written. Let us hold on to the doctrine of the words written here in the advice and the counsel that we as God's children can hear from God's kingdom, that Sarah, Mother, guides us and teaches us. And we want to be obedient to Sarah, Mother, as that small child that Jesus gave this child to be an example. A small child is satisfied with the mother's milk and is satisfied. Shouldn't we also be satisfied to the word that has been written before? And that gospel, that which is preached from God's kingdom. As the rain and the snow come from heaven and do not go back, but refresh the ground and brings forth bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. This snow that falls to the ground in the winter melts in the spring. It moisturizes the ground. And the plants begin to grow. The snow that melts remains there for a long time, gives nutrition for the plants. In the same way, the rain that we sometimes get, it is necessary for the plants that they do not dry, so that it would get water and moisture, and so that it would be refreshed. If the ground has dried up. In the same way, this gospel sermon, it refreshes and feeds our poor hearts. If we cannot be in the hearing of God's word, and if we cannot be dipping from the wells or the springs of grace of the gospel into our hearts, our hearts will dry up and suffer. And there can be a spiritual death. The enemy of the soul has an easy time to pray or to attack such one whose heart has dried up. Therefore, it is very important that we as God's children come to services then when it is possible. In Jesus' name and blood, all sins forgiven. We come to listen to the Word of God, and for our own poor hearts, we get this nutrition food that we need. If we do not get it, that moisture of the gospel into our hearts, We are an easy prey for the enemy of the soul. The enemy of the soul tries to set up obstacles for us so that we do not go listen to the Word of God. We would do something else, or we would go to some other happening. This red cloud of Edom that sprinkles blood into the hearts, it refreshes our dry hearts. And so it is. It is easier for us to make this journey. In the midst of this sinful world, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whither I sent it. This word of God, it either heals or hurts. It may offend a person, the heart or the mind of a person. Yeah. who has a poor conscience, who does not want to listen to the sermon of the gospel. But for us children of God, the gospel is the joyous message. We want to hear it, and we want to receive it in our own hearts. We want to own it. And we always want to be asking for and believing for of the gospel and believing our sins and temptations forgiven. That always come unto us along the way. But we are upon the way and the journey. Sin attaches unto us, and it slows down our travel. That is why it is important that we always renew the clothing of the travel, cleanse our clothing where it is stained. And that is why, even at this moment, you can believe your travel faults forgiven, dear brother and sister, and you there with the devices, near the devices. There are travel friends who have not been able to come to the services. This same gospel belongs to you too. You can believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood, unto peace, freedom, and joy. And I approach you, dear friend, who owns this gospel not, as in the beginning I reminded you of this. The kingdom of God is approaching, coming nigh. The kingdom of God still approaches you. And you, my friend, you can believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and atonement blood. The enemy of the soul may preach to you that if I do repent, I will lose my friends, and maybe my family will leave me. In the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew reminds with Jesus' words, everyone who gave up his room or his brother or of his sisters or his father or his mother or his wife or of his children or the field for my name's sake, he will receive 100-fold and eternal life. So much is promised to you. You will get friends of faith 100-fold. Imagine this too. God will send those friends to travel beside you on the way of faith. There is no need to delay the day of repentance. But above all, he promises eternal life. And that is why we believe for eternal life. We do not believe for this day, but we believe for that one day we can close our eyes in faith to this bad world. In the letter to the Corinthians, Paul writes, if we had hope, only hope on Christ here in this earth, we would be the worst of all people. The destination of our faith is the glory of heaven. That is where we are traveling to. We are weak and lacking. Sin attaches us to us, and for that reason, we need this grace gospel. And at this moment, as a poor servant, I want to proclaim this gospel. At this moment, you can believe your sins and temptations forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. All your sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. On all the way onto peace, happiness, and joy. God has promised to bring us there. And He will, if we want to travel in this group of God's children. Dear brothers and sisters, my own heart yearns for these words. Can I still believe my sins and temptations forgiven? I want to believe together with you, and you can, your latest doubts and sins, you can believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and atonement blood. In Jesus' name, amen.